Good evening. Not as many of y'all in here this time as last week.
What happened the second half? You guys were a lot better in the second half than the first half. How'd you guys get it going?
I think we were just taking what they were giving us. They did some really good things in coverages and played really soft and were really making us take a lot of checkdowns and trying to double a lot outside. So it was a very good game plan, and they just made us be patient and have to be more patient than was later in the game by taking underneath throws and checkdowns and just trying to slowly, methodically move the ball down the field, which we did a little bit better job the second half.
You faced a much different defense this week compared to last week.
I think I got a lot of things to work on. I think some things I did good, some things we did good, some things I did bad, can improve on those things. And like I said, one thing is just taking what they give us underneath, and if it's not there, throw the ball away, which I was doing a little bit more second half, just trying to keep fighting and make plays. And that's something I'm really proud about with this team is you got a lot of fight in us, and we kept fighting till the very end, and you never know what's going to happen. And last week we were able to come back, and today we were one throw away. And so that's what I'm really proud of is just our effort and attitude of this team. Kept fighting to the very end, and there wasn't any doubt. There was a lot of belief in us, so I'm pretty proud about that. I don't know. That's not necessarily up to me. Whatever is put on my plate, I'm going to try to handle it as best I can. And I'm going to worry about what I can control, and that's about it. And just try to work this off season and get a lot better and be ready for OTAs and training camp and try to improve a lot between my first and second year.
It looked like you might have some cheap shots out there today.
The game was a very competitive game. Both teams were going extremely hard, and both teams were trying to win.
There's no questioning your fight or your competitiveness. What do you need to improve on the most from your first year to your second?
That's a good question. I'd say in a game like this, it's probably being patient. It's taking underneath throws. Early, I forced one to B. Lloyd. Also, just giving him an opportunity I shouldn't have. And so just being patient, taking what they give us, and knowing that a 2-3 yard play is still okay. And that's kind of tough to. Kind of tough to do, and it's easier said than done because you can get pretty amped up out there and want to get the home runs and want to get it going, and so that's something that'll be big for me to do.
Were you looking to run more in the second half as opposed to the first?
I was. When they were going to play soft in coverage and looking up receivers, and their D-line was going to rush hard upfield, that was one of our best answers. And so we're going to do, and I was going to do whatever I needed or had to do to try to help get us back in the game and give us a chance at the end. And unfortunately, it wasn't enough, but we felt that was going pretty good, so we're going to keep fighting and trying to do it. I don't think every week's going to be like that. The last two haven't, but whatever I have to do, I'll do it. And I'm sure, my game will evolve as well, just mentally, physically, with learning and growing and just getting used to the NFL and how it's played. I think I will continue to grow and maybe not do all those things. But again, I'm a football player, and I love this game, and whatever I have to do, and if they ask me to run at 20, I'll do that. Not that they're asking me to do that, but I'll do whatever it takes.
Were all of those called for you to run, or how many of those 13 were plays called specifically?
To be honest, I don't really know how many were called QB runs and how many were scrambles. I'm sure it was probably split 50-50, somewhere around there.
I imagine first and foremost you think about winning, but for the rest of us, or observers of the team, this is somewhat of an audition for you the past few weeks. How would you grade yourself?
I don't know. I'd say, I did some things well, and I got some things to improve on, and I think I have improved gradually throughout the season and throughout these three games, and so I'm just going to try to continually improve and get better, and try to be ready when OTAs come around to step it up even more.
Tim, there was a lot made, and I know you hate the word mechanics, but there was a lot of fuss about your footwork and your mechanics coming into the NFL. Now that the season is over, you had a chance to start a bunch of games. Was that overstated? Now that you can reflect, was that overstated?
you know, some of my mechanics I still got to improve, but I think some of it, you know, probably was a little bit. You know, I think there will be things that I will continue to work on mechanics, you know, starting next week. And I will, you know, get a lot better at those things because I know I can, and I know that'll help my game out a lot. Just improving my footwork in the pocket, sidestepping defenders, doing different things, compact motion, a lot of things like that I will continue to work on and get a lot better at, that's for sure.
Tim, what's next?
Just getting back to work and getting ready for OTAs, and yeah, that's about it.
That quick, nothing else?
You know, I'll hang out with my family for a little bit, and that'll be a lot of fun, but, you know, if I hang out for too long, I get pretty antsy and got to get to work doing something, so.
What surprised you most about the NFL your first year? What didn't you expect? It just kind of smacked you right in the face.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'd say, you know, how everybody talks about the speed of the game, and that really wasn't that big of a deal to me. But what was, you know, I think, I guess a little bit newer for me was the anticipation of so many people. I mean, you go against Champ Bailey in practice, and he's seen every single route that you could possibly run. And so he's breaking on that, and he's disguising things. And so I think it's the just the ability of defenders to disguise things and their ability of how they've seen so many different reps and so many different plays. And so their anticipation is a lot greater than in college. Go to work every day. Go to work. Try to be the first one in, the last one to leave, and do whatever he says. And however he wants me to do it, I'll do it. And I'll continually improve with whatever he wants me to do.
Tim, what's your one lasting memory, either good or bad, from the season?
Oh, there. You know, just the opportunity to learn, to be with some great coaches, some great players, and learn from these guys. To be able to watch Champ Bailey go about his business, to watch Brian Dawkins, to be able to sit down and talk with Elvis Dumervil. I think those are great things. And then on the field, the comeback last week was pretty fun.
Tim, are you surprised on the impact that you've had on this game in the short time that you've been in the league, with your jersey sales and then the way that the fans here always chant Tebow at games rather than Broncos? I mean, are you surprised by all of it?
Well, I truly do appreciate the support. It means a lot to me to have people, you know, cheering for me and want to wear my jersey. And I think that's just a great opportunity for me to try to be a great role model for kids and the young people that are looking up to me. And I think that's my number one goal, even more than football, is with this platform that football gives me, is to be a good role model for them and set a good example. I have. We text back and forth and talk every now and then, and I really appreciate his support and everything that he's done.
What has he
said? Yeah, I mean, just encouraging me, you know, before games, you know, you're going to do great, that sort of thing, and stuff like that.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, guys. God bless y'all. Thank you.